Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So, do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
Welcome back to Thrones of Power, where we journey through the rise, reign, and legacy of the greatest empires the world has ever known. Last time, we stood in the dust of Mesopotamia and watched the first empire in human history take form under Sargon of Akkad. Today, we move westward, to the sun-drenched banks of the Nile, where sand meets stone and time itself seems to stretch eternally. This is not just the story of pyramids and pharaohs. It is the tale of a civilization that lasted over 3,000 years, a span so vast that Cleopatra lived closer to us today than to the construction of the Great Pyramid. Welcome to ancient Egypt, the empire that defied time. Egypt's geography shaped its destiny. Unlike Mesopotamia's unpredictable floods and volatile climate, Egypt's Nile River was reliable, cyclical, and generous. Each year, the river would rise and fall like clockwork, depositing rich silt across the floodplain and enabling stable agriculture. This agricultural abundance, and the narrow fertile strip between desert and river, created a natural corridor for unity. Where other civilizations remained fractured, Egypt became centralized early. By c. 3100 BCE, the kingdoms of Upper and Lower Egypt were unified under the first pharaoh, Narmer, also known as Menes. He wore the double crown, red and white, to symbolize this union. And with unification came the beginning of the dynastic period, where divine kingship and monumental ambition took hold. To the Egyptians, the pharaoh wasn't just a ruler, he was a god in human form. He was the living Horus, the intermediary between the divine and mortal worlds. And his power was absolute. The Old Kingdom, circa 2686 to 2181 BCE, known as the Age of the Pyramids, saw the construction of Egypt's most iconic structures. At Giza, under Pharaoh Khufu, laborers built the Great Pyramid, a marvel of engineering and ambition, composed of over 2 million stone blocks. It was more than a tomb, it was a statement that Egypt's ruler could command the forces of nature, time, and stone. But even divine kingships face earthly challenges. The centralized system of the Old Kingdom eventually crumbled under the weight of bureaucratic bloat, internal divisions, and declining Nile floods. This collapse led to the first intermediate period, a time of fragmentation, famine, and conflict. Egypt, however, did not die. It re-emerged, stronger and wiser, during the Middle Kingdom, circa 2055 to 1650 BCE, which saw a return to order, expansion into Nubia, and the flowering of art and literature. The pharaohs were more approachable, often depicted listening to the complaints of the poor. It was a golden age of balance, between power and compassion, central rule and regional loyalty. Then came foreign boots on Egyptian soil. The Hyksos, a mysterious people from the Levant, invaded during the second intermediate period. They brought chariots, bronze weapons, and new military techniques, changing the Egyptian way of war forever. But Egypt learned fast. When native rulers expelled the Hyksos, they ushered in Egypt's most powerful era, the New Kingdom. The New Kingdom, circa 1550 to 1077 BCE, was Egypt's imperial age, when pharaohs pushed beyond the Nile Valley and turned Egypt into a true empire. Its armies marched into Canaan, Syria, and Nubia, carving out territory and wealth. Egyptian influence spread not just through conquest, but through diplomacy and marriage. One of the most famous New Kingdom rulers was Thutmose III, often called the Napoleon of ancient Egypt. He conducted 17 military campaigns into the Levant and maintained control through vassals and alliances. But Egypt's empire wasn't just built on swords. It was built on awe. Hatshepsut, one of the most remarkable pharaohs, and a woman, defied gender norms to rule as king. Her mortuary temple at Deir el-Bahari is a masterpiece of symmetry and serenity. She expanded trade networks deep into Africa and across the Red Sea, bringing back gold, ebony, and exotic animals. Then came Akhenaten, the heretic king, who shook Egypt to its core by abandoning the traditional gods and focusing worship on a single deity, Aten, the sun disk. He moved the capital to a new city, Amarna, and ruled alongside his queen, Nefertiti. His monotheistic experiment, though short-lived, remains one of the most radical religious reforms in history. His son, Tutankhamun, restored the old ways, but he died young. It's his tomb, discovered almost intact by Howard Carter in 1922, that immortalized him in the modern imagination. Egypt's imperial zenith, however, belonged to Ramesses II, known as Ramesses the Great. He reigned for 66 years, signed the world's first known peace treaty after the Battle of Kadesh with the Hittites, and built colossal temples at Abu Simbel. His likeness, carved into cliffs, declared to all who saw it, "I am Ramesses, King of Kings. Look upon my works, ye mighty, and despair." But even gods grow old. By the 11th century BCE, Egypt's empire weakened. The sea peoples raided coastal cities. Internal strife grew. Foreigners, including Libyans, Nubians, and eventually Persians, would rule Egypt in waves. Though it would rise again briefly, Egypt would never regain its former glory. And yet, perhaps no other empire has shaped global imagination more. Egypt gave us hieroglyphs, a writing system of sacred symbols that told stories, tracked trade, and glorified kings. It gave us mummification, a ritual of preservation that reflected a belief in eternity. It gave us monumental architecture, rich mythology, and a calendar based on astronomical precision. It gave us the concept of the afterlife as reward and judgment. And it gave us the idea that kings could be gods, and that gods needed stone to speak. Even as Egypt fell under Roman control in 30 BCE, after Cleopatra VII and Mark Antony were defeated by Octavian, its legacy endured. Roman emperors styled themselves as pharaohs. Temples continued to be built in pharaonic style. And across millennia, Egypt continued to fascinate, from Napoleon's scholars to today's tourists. No other civilization ruled for so long with such continuity of vision. Its endurance wasn't just military or political. It was spiritual. It was cultural. It was eternal. Thank you for listening to Thrones of Power. In our next episode, we'll turn our gaze to Anatolia, where a mysterious warrior people, the Hittites, rose to challenge even mighty Egypt on the battlefield. Until then, may your journey through history never cease, and may the past whisper to you, as it once did from the banks of the Nile.